Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Is secession a ridiculous pipe dream? Well, some of the people in North Colorado are going for it, and they don't care what you think about it because they're sick and tired of what they consider to be bad things happening in the state capital. You know, you can agree or disagree on those issues. I don't know if I would want to live in northern or southern Colorado after this. I'm not really sure. I don't know if they want to create some sort of ridiculous, oppressive conservative state in the northern portion of Colorado. But we do know they don't want to be involved in the Colorado government anymore. They want to have their own thing. And they're putting it, some of the Colorado northern counties are putting it on the ballot coming up in November. Weld County has voted, the commissioners have voted to put this on the ballot. And other counties are likely going to do the very same thing. If it passes, it will then have to go to the state legislature, and then the state legislature will have to essentially allow them to leave. And then in order to become a 51st state, they would have to have approval from Congress as well. So it's going to be a lengthy process, even if the ballot measures are successful this November. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
We're going to continue this story from the Washington Times, because there's more detail on how this is maybe going to work and what some of the other options are. The story from the Times says that this isn't the first time disgruntled residents have explored the option of a state split. In the past few decades, movements have sprung up in favor of carving California and Washington into two states. New York, I presume they mean two states each. New York has had a host of proposals aimed at peeling off jurisdictions, including New York City, upstate New York, and western New York. The most recent effort was 2008, when the Suffolk County Comptroller proposed splitting off Long Island. Since the boundaries of the newly independent colonies were finalized in the 1790s, two states have gained that status by breaking off from existing states. Maine was part of Massachusetts until 1820, and West Virginia.
But they were separated geographically by New Hampshire, which I think gives them sort of a special gravitas, if it were. You know what I mean?
I guess I see where you're coming from, but I mean, I think it happened.
So here's one. There's a secessionist movement for the UP and northern Michigan counties. You're aware of this?
For the UP?
Upper Peninsula.
Okay.
That's the dog in the dog and mitt of Michigan.
Okay.
And some of the upper counties. I think that the UP probably has the best argument of all the states, of all the places in the states, for secession. Because they just get this kind
from
of...
From Michigan?
From Michigan.
Yeah.
Of secession, you know, like splitting off from the main state. Because, you know, it's separated geographically.
Okay. Going on, West Virginia also seceded from Virginia during the Civil War. Given the complexities involved with creating a state, according to one of these bureaucrats, the North Colorado movement, or Northern Colorado movement, is considering two other options, asking Wyoming to annex Colorado's northern counties, or requesting that the state legislature redraw its Senate districts to give a senator to each of the state's 64 counties, analogous to how the U.S. apportions seats by state, regardless of their populations. Colorado now has 35 senators in districts drawn by population, giving the state's urban areas far greater sway in the state legislature. So it is that, you know, same old concern that the populated area has an undue effect and an undue burden on the rural.
You know, it makes actually a lot of sense that, people in cities have different demands and different needs than the people out in the country,
yep.
And vice versa, right? They both have different needs, and it is, of course, it's unfair for one, either the people in the country to ask, the people in the city for something, and vice versa for the people in the city to ask the people in the country for something. So they are very different areas with different needs, and it is frustrating for people, especially when you're in the country, because the people in the city, they outnumber you. It's very frustrating.
And government isn't very good at supplying different people with different needs.
No, well, the government does not react in that way.
Yeah, right? They're good at one size fits all. If you don't like it, too bad.
And also, government tends to centralize, and a state is a more centralized thing than a county is, or a municipality. And so, yeah, you want the counties, the municipalities, to be able to have more power in these rural areas, so that you know, they more power than the state. And frankly, I think that individuals should have power over the land they own. But you know, I mean, it tends to centralize to the state because it's easier for the lobbyists to lobby there.
Sure, and you want to get the most votes if you're running for election, so you campaign to the people in the city, because there's the most votes there.
According to one of these bureaucrats who supports the secession, he says people are looking for hope because they feel like the government is out of control. They feel kind of hopeless. Weld County Commissioner Sean Conway called Monday's vote a very positive move forward that gives us a chance to address our grievances from the last legislative session. The Greeley Tribune came out against the statehood movement in an August 7th editorial called Time to Drop the 51st State Idea. While we understand, they say, and agree with the message commissioners are trying to send to Denver, rural counties feel disenfranchised. We think Weld residents would be better served if commissioners drop the 51st state idea and focus on engaging the state's political leaders in a constructive dialogue that addresses their issues, like they've always tried to do for the last forever.
Yeah, put together.
As long as everyone has been alive in Colorado. And people are sick of that particular option. They're sick of, you know, trying to change things through the legislature when they don't have a chance.
Yeah, and it is a little frustrating because although this is a very interesting thing that's happening and will be very interesting to watch, I hope it goes forward to at least some extent. It's a little frustrating because they're not going as far as you'd like them to go, right? I mean, you really want them to say, what do we even need this government for? You know, it's just pushing us around. Well, I can run my life just fine. I don't need you to tell me how to live my life.
That would be ideal. Baby steps, though.
Sure.
Baby steps. So I think it's great. I'm really excited about it. I'm really curious to see how it ends up panning out, too.
Like, yeah, this will be great to watch. We don't live there, so we can just watch from afar. For obviously the people that do, it will be interesting to hear from them what it's like on the ground.
Yeah, and then where will it go after this? And would that embolden other movements? I mean, again, this article did mention Washington State and California, Northern California, and I guess
Jackson.
I thought it was Jefferson.
Jefferson.
The state of Jefferson.
State of Jefferson.
Now, doesn't Jefferson include some of Oregon as,
Oregon,
as well?
Northern California, Southern Oregon.
Yeah, so this is not an unusual movement or an unusual idea for people to split off. It's just that it's got some traction in Colorado, and you know, people are naysaying it and saying, well, that's not possible. Well,
people don't like change, right? And a lot of people are young. You know, anybody that's you know, in their 30s has never been around for any new states coming on or leaving, right? So
sure.
Anybody that's young is like. And old people don't like things to change either, right? So it's just, it's so different. It's for your life perspective. But in history, it's not that different.
Well, yeah, Alaska and Hawaii didn't come on that long ago.
And there's a big advantage for voters and that sort of thing. I mean, I'm looking at a map of Colorado. Durango is 6 hours from Denver. And Denver's centrally located in Colorado.
Really?
Colorado's a big state. Whereas, and these are northern counties, Durango's not in this this particular, you know, this thing. But I'm just trying to give you an idea of how far it is. You know, Sacramento, if you're coming from San Diego and there's some decisions being made in California and Sacramento,
man,
you're putting like 9 hours in to get there. Yeah, it's a weekend.
Yeah.
The same with, you know, if you're from Miami or Naples or whatever, or Key West going to Tallahassee, Florida.
That's crazy.
These are big places where people... you know, where people have to travel all the time. Texas is huge.
They should just use Google Hangout. That would be a lot easier.
But government is never, without pressure, government's never going to make any kind of changes in that way. They're
innovation.
Never going to do it.
Right.
They want you to come there. They want you to spend the 9 hours so that you can be ignored right in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
So that they can call for an early lunch and come back late and waste your time and do it again next week. They do,
yeah.
You know. That they want to be able to shove the legislative process right up your keister, right there in person. They don't want you to do a Google Hangout.
Well, I'll make an argument for a smaller government. My father was in the township committee in a very small town, and when he was sick, a lot of times he would just call into the meeting. He would call in on the phone, and they put the little speaker there. He was like Charlie on Charlie's Angels, you know?
Wow.
And he would just call into the meeting.
Well, that's pretty amazing. I guess that's because they're so small and a little more flexible.
Exactly.
That way. More coming up here at 855 450 free. You can share your thoughts on secession or bring up whatever's on your mind and take control. Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've got archives that go back for years. You can download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as would please you. all for free at freetalklive.com, so do enjoy on us.
So I told you last hour about an investment opportunity that I got into. It's called Force Field. And the difference between buying stock and sort of other investments, we've talked about all kinds of different ways to use your money here on Free Talk Live, but a stock is buying into a company, and you're buying into an organization that's attempting to grow. Gold doesn't attempt to grow. It's a commodity that's traded at different prices, and you know, you hope that the price when you buy is going to be lower than the price when you sell. That's the intention. Same thing, of course, is true with stock, but companies are in competition, and you're concerned with the management team. They're at Force Field. David Natten is the CEO, and he has run 5 publicly traded companies, including a company called PharmaNet. He was in charge of PharmaNet for 3 years. The stock price went for PharmaNet from $9 to $63. It's a 7 times increase. The revenue went from $30 million to $400 million. Employees went from 200 to 2,500. And what that says is the management team over at Force Field can really handle growth, that they have the ability to raise capital, that they've got a strong financial expertise, and they're not going to mortgage the company's future. The company has $200,000 in debt, which is an incredibly small amount of money for a company that has a market cap of $84 million. Do you understand $200,000 in debt, $84 million is a big difference? And I trust the folks over at Force Field. If you want to buy Force Field stock, anybody can do it by just going using their call letters here. I don't even know what they're called, but the stock letters.
Stock symbol?
Yeah, the stock symbol. FNRG, and that's at the OTCQB exchange. You can just use any of your stock trading accounts and get FNRG. At the OTCQB exchange, or if you're interested in a private placement, you're going to have $25,000 to invest, and you won't be able to sell the stock for 6 months, but you can get a stock that's at $5.20 today for $4. That's a big savings just by getting a hold of them at dnatten@forcefieldenergy.com. That's dnatten@forcefieldenergy.com.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Bradley Manning case, we've talked in detail about, obviously yesterday he was sentenced to 35 years in prison, and we covered that quite a bit on the show last night. There's a little bit more that's worth covering here, and no, it's not the news about him apparently being a her or wanting to be a her, whatever. That's his business and or her business, and that's private. But this is about a public statement that Manning made through his attorney or her attorney.
Right.
DemocracyNow.org has the statement. It is as follows. And this was read at a press conference after Manning was sentenced to 35 years in prison. So, as follows. The decisions that I made in 2010 were made out of a concern for my country and the world that we live in. Since the tragic events of 9/11, our country has been at war. We've been at war with an enemy that chooses not to meet us on any traditional battlefield. And due to this fact, we've had to alter our methods of combating the risks posed to us and our way of life. I initially agreed with these methods and chose to volunteer to help defend my country. It was not until I was in Iraq and reading secret military reports on a daily basis that I started to question the morality of what we were doing. It was at this time I realized in our efforts to meet this risk posed to us by the enemy, we have forgotten our humanity. We consciously elected to devalue human life both in Iraq and Afghanistan. When we engaged those that we perceived were the enemy, we sometimes killed innocent civilians. Of course, when he's saying we, he means the military. Whenever we killed innocent civilians, instead of accepting responsibility for our conduct, we elected to hide behind the veil of national security and classified information in order to avoid any public accountability. In our zeal to kill the enemy, we internally debated the definition of torture. We held individuals at Guantanamo for years without due process. We inexplicably turned a blind eye to torture and executions by the Iraqi government. And we stomached countless other acts in the name of our war on terror. Patriotism is often the cry extolled when morally questionable acts are advocated by those in power. When these cries of patriotism drown out any logically based intentions, it's usually, and this is a transcription, so it does say that particular statement was somewhat unclear in the transcription. It is usually an American soldier that is ordered to carry out some ill-conceived mission. Our nation has had similar dark moments for the virtues of democracy. The Trail of Tears, the Dred Scott decision, McCarthyism, the Japanese-American internment camps, to name a few. I'm confident that many of our actions since 9/11 will one day be viewed in a similar light. As the late Howard Zinn once said, quote, there's not a flag large enough to cover the shame of killing innocent people. Manning continues, he says, I understand that my actions violated the law, and I regret if my actions hurt anyone. They didn't.
Well, there's no evidence that any soldier so much as got a hangnail from Manning's revelations.
You went down the list at the end of the last show.
Wait, we revealed last night on the air in the last segment. You can go get that at freetalklive.com. It's available for the next 7 days, and then after that it'll be at archives.freetalklive.com. And we're actually ripping it onto a YouTube.
I heard about that. Yeah. Who's we?
Daryl is doing it.
Oh, okay, so not you then.
Well, I have to learn how to do it first.
Right.
I mean,
when Mark says we, he means someone else.
I had to bust you on that one.
We in the sense that I'm telling other people to do it.
You asked him to do it.
And he very nicely volunteered to assist you with your project.
I wish he was done by now.
Jeez.
Forever.
When I chose to disclose classified information, I did so, says Manning, out of a love for my country and a sense of duty to others. If you deny my request for a pardon, I will serve my time knowing that sometimes you have to pay a heavy price to live in a free society. I will gladly pay that price if it means we could have a country that is truly conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all women and men are created equal.
Well, that's a pretty powerful statement for him to make, considering...
It's her now.
Okay. Considering what she has been through.
Manning.
Manning, there you go. I mean, I have no problem calling him or her. It's just...
Me neither. It's just confusing.
Haven't thought of it. Haven't thought of it until today.
Yeah. It's a big switch over.
And I have not read the article, so I didn't know if it was true or not. And it's fine if it is.
I read the article. Yeah. It's true.
Okay.
She wants to be called Chelsea or Chelsea.
Chelsea Manning.
Chelsea. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It certainly makes it more difficult to talk about just because
it's tricky.
You're
just
changing a whole name to somebody else. But anyway, Manning's been through all this, imprisonment and being pushed down by the man for so long. And yet he's, still mind is strong enough to put together these words.
It's impressive. More coming up here at 855, 450 free. And again, what do you plan to do for more freedom? It's Free Talk Live.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and there are a lot of features there. We've got the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, bbs.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you want to get into the world of Bitcoin, you're going to have to get in by having, you know, first thing you have to have is a wallet. And the best place to get an online wallet is through blockchain.info. Blockchain.info will provide you with a wallet that not only can you see on your smartphone and your laptop, which is really convenient, whether you've got an Android or an iPhone, doesn't matter. But they also have encryption techniques that prevent either blockchain or the FBI or the NSA or whoever from having access to your money. In fact, if you're careful, they can't know how much money you're sending or receiving. The blockchain wallet has tools that allow you to send or receive your bitcoins anonymously. You have to use those tools to make them work. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. Talk to Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Marcus, and Mark.
Hi, guys. I was getting right to it. There's a famous, at least in some circles, libertarian by the name of Thomas Szasz, S-Z-A-S-Z, and I've never heard you guys talk about him, I think, on the show before. He died almost a year ago. I think he was like 97 or something. He was a Hungarian-born psychiatrist. And he was a he was in Syracuse as an emeritus professor for years, and he wrote a book called The Myth of Mental Illness and a whole bunch of other books. Have any of you guys ever heard of him?
Sounds fascinating. I've heard the name, but I didn't know as much as you just told me about him.
Yeah, I think you've told me more than I knew about him up to this point, but we have had conversations about sort of the myth of mental illness.
Yeah, well, I never heard. Maybe I guess it's an opportunity for you guys to say what you think about that. I mean, maybe you haven't heard that much about what he said. I mean,
yeah, well, please run that by me.
Sure. Well, his main argument, I mean, he wrote this book that just rocked the mental health world in, I think it was 1967, called The Myth of Mental Illness. He also wrote another book called The Manufacture of Madness, which was very famous as well. But The Myth of Mental Illness basically posited that mental illness is a metaphorical disease, that basically at best that it's a premise. It's not a real disease like tuberculosis or diabetes, you know, which has a actual physical, you know, cause that people can point to, and that really psychiatry is just an invention that's been kind of used by the state to advance all sorts of terrible things like involuntary mental hospitalization and the war on drugs and a whole bunch of other things. I'm simplifying his arguments a bit, but.
So when you say mental illness, do you mean things like ADD or ADHD or bipolar, depression, those sorts of things?
Yeah, he considers those. Well, and here's the thing you have to think about. You know, there's the thing that the National Institute on Mental Health says, they have this very popular saying. They say all mental illnesses are brain diseases. And then that sort of, when you think about it, it makes you scratch your head. Well, okay, I guess I can see the argument that schizophrenia is a brain disease because, you know, some people are really sick with it. They seem like there must be something neurological going on. But if it's a brain disease, why don't neurologists treat it? Why is it something that, why do we have to invent this medical specialty called psychiatry to invent it? And there's all sorts of head-scratching things about psychiatry that don't make sense. Me, I read a lot of his books, and he's written a nice book called Our Right to Drugs. He actually co-wrote that with Milton Friedman, and I recommend it to anybody. And he talks about the myth of mental illness and how it sort of provides this rhetorical justification for the war on drugs. You know, the idea that drug users are diseased, and therefore we need to help them hit bottom using the state. And, of course, it allows for all sorts of involuntary treatment and abuse. Things like that. So he's a really fascinating guy, and he died September 8th last year, and he wrote an enormous body of books, and I always like to try and turn people on in the liberty world to his stuff, because I think he was a really brilliant guy.
Yeah, and I love that, you've turned us, I love that you told us the name. We've kind of talked about some of these concepts, and I find them interesting and to some extent empowering, but at the same time kind of confusing. So I'll say that it's empowering. The vast majority of people to deal with mental illness are dealing with low-level mental illness. They're saying, I feel depressed today, and or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that maybe they can self-empower with this kind of statement that, look, mental illness doesn't really exist. It's sort of all in your head kind of thing. That they can kind of get up and, get a little energy and or that kind of thing. Some people, it seems, need drugs to regulate the way their brains work, however. I mean, if you've ever met somebody who's clearly crazy, then, and when they take their medication, they're relatively fine. Right. You can see the difference.
But does that mean if a drug makes you feel better, does that necessarily mean one has a disease? Because there are all sorts of drugs that help people to function better. I can probably come up with some examples if I thought about it. And I'm all for drugs. For people that want to take them, I mean, it's they're tools like anything else. They can be used or misused. But I think it's an interesting. Yeah, that's one of the ways that psychiatry has tried to posit that what they do is treat diseases. They point to drugs, improving people's functioning and saying, well, that must mean a disease was present. And I just don't know if that necessarily follows.
find it very interesting. I used to transport psychiatric patients for 3 years while I was in college. So to a day program. So I'd work in the morning and the afternoon doing that. And so I became friends with people who were, you know, working in that field. And I'm still friends with two therapists now. So I've had some discussions with them. And I do find the subject very interesting. And I didn't know about this Thomas Szasz. I'm going to look into him a little bit more. But there is a reality that some people don't function very well without certain drugs, and then with those drugs they function better. And then there's other cases that, you know, I don't know, maybe they don't. It's
what would Szasz say to that? You know, pointing out that there are clear examples that the drugs do seem to help folks. I mean, does that mean that their mental illness is a myth? What does that mean for them?
I mean, drugs change behavior, absolutely, and it basically boils down to, I think what I said is that drugs are tools that, you know, some people, you know, use as tools to improve their functioning, and some people use as tools to just get effed up and, you know, not be very functional.
Does that mean that it's not an illness to your mind, that they're just...
They're
just deficient in some way or just different?
Well, here's the thing. Some people that are labeled psychiatrically ill today may certainly have an underlying neurological illness that nobody's identified. That's certainly possible, but that doesn't legitimize psychiatry as a medical specialty. Psychiatry has traditionally been a medical specialty that specializes. It's the only medical specialty I know of, and I'm 100% certain of this, that has been used to do things like extra-legal arrests. They call them involuntary hospitalizations, where not a sworn police officer isn't doing it, you know, regardless, you know, if that's important or not to people. But where you can have doctors actually arresting people on the flimsiest without probable cause. And then of course, the whole idea of the drug war is based on, or, you know, involuntarily treating people for, you know, chemical addiction. Psychiatrists are intimately involved in that. I mean, psychiatry is sort of a discipline that's based on involuntarily treating people, which, you know, in other medical specialties you call abuse. You'd call,
interesting observations, Jeff. Thank you for sharing that tonight. Appreciate it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Although our last caller was talking about this idea of mental illness being a myth. Is it true? You want to share your thoughts, you're certainly welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and we have Skype. You can find us on Skype. You do have to send a contact request first, so do that, and it'll be approved. You can send that request to lrn.fm. And then it'll be approved, and then you can easily connect with us on Skype from that point forward. What were you going to say there, Mark?
He was not saying that mental illness was a myth. He was saying...
That's the name of the book.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's saying that it's not a disease.
I see what you're saying there. So you're welcome to share your thoughts, maybe your experience with mental illness. Maybe it's a loved one who has it, or maybe you're somebody who is under some form of treatment or have been in the past. Maybe you got off of the medication and your life is better. So I'd love to hear your story if you've got one to share. Let's continue here. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Andy. He's in Huntsville and on Skype. Hey, Andy. Andy on Skype, going once. Andy on Skype, going twice. I'm pretty sure. You know what? Sometimes I have sound card issues, and that very well could be what is preventing that from working. So, nope, it's not my sound card. All right, well, we'll check back with Andy here in a little bit. Maybe he's having who knows what the problem is? We'll find out. 855-450-FREE. Any other thoughts on this, medication/mental illness?
I think issue? It's a pretty big issue, and I think...
It's huge. Lots of people are on these pills.
Yeah, and I think that there's so many factors when you think about it. Mary Ruart talked about, she likes to talk about the whole... industry of creating drugs, right? The drug industry.
She's been in that business.
Right. And we know that there's a lot of bad, not actors, but there's a lot of the wrong incentives are placed on these drug companies for what they're going to put out, right? Like a lot of times they might have something that's very promising that could help people, but they know that the cost involved with the FDA is larger than what they're going to actually earn from selling it, so they'll just abandon it. Whereas, so a lot of times these drug companies have to look for just the biggest and best,
yeah,
you know,
hits.
Yeah, the big hits. And
they also have an incentive now with advertising, is that what we can see is the fact is that the number of people that are prescribed with mental illness, described as having mental illness, is significantly higher than the amount that sort of should be described that way. People have these, yeah, sort of low-level to marginal situations where drugs can actually be worse than the condition themselves.
Well, yes, some of the side effects on these medications are pretty scary. And, of course, side effect is another way of saying effects.
Right.
Right.
It's an effect. And one needs to...
It's not the advertised effect.
There's a difference between, look, it's easier to stay in bed than it is to get out of bed. That doesn't mean you're depressed.
Story of my life.
That does not describe depression. However, there are people with real depression, and those people certainly benefit from having drugs. But I think many people are on these drugs now.
Well, the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, is constantly being expanded. I mean, they're always adding these new mental issues to the DSM. That way they can diagnose more people. Well, you've got a problem here, buddy. We've got a pill for that.
You know, I definitely believe that some people have what I don't. If, you know, a mental illness, I don't know if you have a problem calling it that, whatever, but people have problems with how they're thinking. I witnessed it when I was transporting these patients.
Yeah,
you know, I had this one patient. It was my first experience where someone really, like, went off, right? Like, I only had a
few, dangerous?
Well, I had a few patients I was picking up, and, you know, a lot of the people, they just seem like normal people every day. You know, you wouldn't guess that they had a mental illness. Mm-hmm. You know, they were going to this day program, so they weren't in the hospital, but they had to go every day during the week to the program. And one morning I picked up this woman, and she was different. You know, she had actually been...
Were you alone with her, or she was with a group?
There was like two or three other people in the van, and I was just driving. And normally she was very quiet, but this morning she wasn't quiet, and she had figured it out. And, you know, Jesus came down and talked to her, and this is all part of the... this is all just part of the scheme. You know, you're tricking me here. And, oh, maps. You don't need maps. What are you maps for? Oh, strawberry air freshener. Oh, like the strawberry... air freshener was placed there to trick her into believing that this was all part of the plan to, you know, fool her.
I love crazy people.
So to today,
it was very significant.
Yeah. So, I witnessed that, and I felt bad. You know, I mean, like, I didn't know what to do even at the time. So I just brought her in, and she had to go to the hospital. But clearly, you know, she was having this episode and was not in a good mental state.
So
not a good time for a day trip.
This is a person that for whom medication can be beneficial.
Presumably she was on meds.
I would hope, right.
Well, but they need to be... Look, there's not just one med, man. Each one of these meds has to be properly prescribed, the right amounts of different things, and they got to try new stuff. It's really difficult to get the right medicine for people, and who knows if they ever get it 100% right. But I also think that all these diagnoses are really disempowering. You know, that a lot of people...
You can't change it without a pill.
A lot of people that call themselves depressed really just need to get the lead out and you know, get some exercise, eat the right diet, and, you know, do stuff. You know, get out of bed and let's go ahead and do stuff. I've got people in my life who were at one point on antidepressants, are not now on antidepressants, and they don't describe any difference in their life at all from having taken them or not taken them.
One of my favorite stories is our old co-host, one of our former co-hosts who was on many of these, I believe, antidepressants and stopped taking them, and his back started clearing up. He had bad acne.
Yeah, on his back,
like, had it. Done just like a breakout, but he'd had it because he'd been on this stuff for a while, and his sex drive returned, and he started losing weight because these pills put weight on.
All
and
those things can
ruined
be
his
a
sex drive.
Depressing.
Right. You want to have a bad time? Well, do all those things at once.
And that some of these diagnoses is that for which there aren't even necessarily medication, but just kind of like, maybe you don't have...
Oppositional defiance disorder?
Things like that. Maybe you don't have borderline personality disorder. You're just an a-hole. And you need to treat people better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are things that people can work on. When you're diagnosed with a condition, how can you work on it? But if you, you know, if there's things you can choose to work on in your life, that's empowering.
I agree.
I can change my behavior. I'm not stuck in whatever
box
they put me in.
You know, the psychiatrist's job is to prescribe, right? Like, that's essentially what their job is.
To a person with a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right, not to
a person with a prescription pad, everything looks like a, you know, something that, for which you can give a drug.
Yeah. That's not the first thing to go to. To me, trying to better oneself and, you know, use whatever mental appreciation techniques.
And talking to people like a psychologist, mm-hmm. this can be certainly helpful in getting over some issues, no doubt about it. It can also be quite expensive.
True, but there are ways to, you know, to maybe if you're not using a licensed psychologist, you could still have a therapist, right? Like, does a therapist have to be a psychologist?
I don't think so. I mean, I've certainly talked to a number of my friends when they've been in down times and done my best to help them through. And just, you know, it helps for people to communicate with other people and to feel close to other people and that other people care about them, that they
will
talk to
them. Well, that's what you're paying a psychologist for, right? Is to be a good listener.
Yeah.
That's what they're essentially... They're trained to listen and to ask questions, which is what a good listener does.
Yes, that's right. So
now, the danger, Marcus, of this being this shoulder to cry on and this ear to listen is that you will be the shoulder to cry on and the ear to listen. You know, I don't have time to listen to your problems at 2:30 in the morning whenever, you know, you've gotten too drunk and like, you know, have this sort of thing ever happened to you?
Well, you know, not really. I have to say, I mean, if one of my friends... You know, because I haven't done it for that many people, but if one of my good friends was having down times, I would be there for them, and I have been as much as I could.
I would be there for Marcus if he called me at 2 in the morning.
What if he called you every night of the week?
Every night would be a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, it's never turned into that for me. So, and obviously, if it did, then at that time, I'd say, you know, maybe you need some professional help.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not a professional at this.
Exactly. So maybe you want to share your experience with being on medication or knowing someone on medication, because there are all kinds of stories out there, right? Like, I mean, there are the people who it does seem to be effective for, and then there are those who maybe it's making things worse for them. And I wonder what the ratio is. Like, how many people that are on these medications really actually need them versus how many of them are on them because, well, that's just the way things are done.
I definitely question them putting all these kids on medications schools. I mean, that
ADD?
Seems, yeah, I mean, it's just...
They can't
ridiculous.
Even make a decision as to whether or not it's right for them or not.
All right, we're coming up here. Hour 3's on the way. Share your story if you like, or you can bring up anything. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk about Marcus's bus on the way here. There's actually news about it. It's Free Talk Live. What is it? We'll explain. Come on.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fake. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.